hurts my soul.
Welcome to Uncle Touchy's Shirtless Podcast Studio.
I'd be creeping.
We call that a dirty Sanchez south of the border.
My lisp likes to say dirty things sometimes.
Pokemon porn.
That's a one-time deal, buddy.
Opens up like a fucking predator mouth.
I like dicks, though. You beat that jungle worm, Sanchez.
Are we talking about penises?
You're listening to StrengthCast. But first, I need to get thoroughly sauced.
What kind of sauce?
Enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself.
Man sauce.
Not that sauce,
Kat. Not that
What's
shit.
Wrong with that sauce?
No, the stuff that she brought.
Dude, did you see that post with, what was his name? Anna
Karenina?
Tsukishima?
Who?
Anna Tsukishima.
I don't fucking know who that is.
Oh my God, look it up.
Oh my God, look it up.
You gotta look it up. It's very,
oh my God.
Very nice. It's a trap. I gotta warn you.
Oh, yeah. I know that one.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, no, I was going to go on to that and say it's a trap, but somebody already put the fucking Akbar gif on there. I was like, I commented. I was like, fuck, you beat me to it. All right.
A very beautiful lady boy.
Oh.
Trap. They're called traps.
So because they look beautiful and then you're like, whoa, you have a penis?
Yeah.
I'd be like, what are you going to do?
Where did you hide it?
If I was a guy, I'd be like, you did good. You tricked me. You did good.
That's what Sal would say.
I'd be like, meh, what are you going to do?
Or if you're Spike, you're like,
oh my God, no.
I don't approve of your mental illness.
Oh, no.
And then go down on
him. Oh, no. Yep, that would be Spike.
Oh, no.
Oh. We need to get him back on the show. We've made so much fun of him, and he hasn't been able to defend himself in a while.
Well, because he never accepts any of the invites, and he's like,
is he butthurt?
No. I don't send him invites anymore because... Because
he's offensive.
No, he's never available, one, so I give everybody else priority, and then he's like he's a second string, basically, like Devin. And so, you know, I'm like, hey, are you available this Friday? Because we need a fourth seat. Unless we're doing a specific topic that's, you know, like, if we were doing Dark Souls versus Bloodborne, we would have to have Devin on the show because he's the only other person among us that plays those games. Other than you, I mean, you and me, I mean, like, he's the only other person that's played those games.
The only one I haven't played is 3 and Bloodborne.
Yeah, you need to play Bloodborne. The only reason I think you need to play Bloodborne is so you can compare the two because we can fucking finally put that shit to bed that Dark Souls is harder than Bloodborne because it's not. I'm about the end of Dark Souls, and I'm going to tell you right now, it's not harder than Bloodborne. It's the same shit.
So, I played Bloodborne for like an hour, and then I got angry.
Yeah.
And that's why Andrew never comes on the show anymore. Broken jaw, black eye.
her Andrew, yeah. Not Spike. Although her Andrew has been on the show like officially like once. The other times he was just in the audience.
And talking stuff about happened to the dog.
He's really surprised that you guys remember that.
We're like fucking elephants, dude.
How do you forget that?
I didn't forget. I was there. I'm never going to forget that.
Exactly. You're the one that told the story.
Yeah. It's like my war story.
You were at the tavern. You were the one at the tavern trying to figure shit out.
Yeah. I was taking it seriously. And this fucking bitch is like, yo, where the dog at? Can I fuck it?
Isn't that always the way?
Yeah.
Apparently. Hey, I grew up next door to a boy and his dog, so that's story for a later show. I'm Samson Lancaster, and today I'm joined with Salvador Madrigal. Kat McGuire is with us today.
Hola, ¿cómo está?
No.
And it's been, God, like a year maybe? It's been a really long time. We have the great...
Last time Bubba was here, he had hair.
The great... It's completely gone now. The great Bubba Acevedo himself has returned to the show.
Howdy ho, strength cast of Renos.
How are you doing, Bubba?
Not good. Not good, no. I'm a little... I'm older. I'm a little... You know,
you're 50 something now.
Yeah, well, getting there. Just been, these daily commutes I do, this driving that I do, very taxing on my old body. And
Understandable.
Just trying to wrap up my school because I'm a college boy.
You almost done?
I'm daddy's big college boy. I am almost done. Yay. I will be done in December. So woo-hoo! I just like 2 hours ago took a final and then I have one more semester left. You'll like this. In the fall, my American studies class, American monsters. I'm taking a class on monsters. I'm basically deep into that college thing where
like serial killer monsters or monsters.
No, like Bigfoot,
like Frankenstein's like and Wolfman's
Lake Champlain and
shit. And
stuff like that.
Like yeah, Donald Trump.
Sasquatch, Chupacabra,
fake news.
So do you need to interview me or Mo or Spike for this? You know, we have Sasquatch, Yeti, and the Wendigo.
I know you guys have that Sasquatch blood running through you.
Yeah.
No, it's just I'm at the point where like I've already done all the classes that I need to do. Now I just need to make up whatever garbage elective classes I need. So like over the summer I took African American music appreciation.
Interesting.
In the fall I'm taking monsters. So it's like, yeah, when my kids ask like what classes I'm taking at school, it's like I'm studying hip hop and Wolfman's.
and the Wolfman's.
Yeah. Well, you remember when we were recording this podcast oh so many years ago, and I was at IVC and I took an anime class?
Yeah.
Chinese cartoons.
Yep. Yeah, you can actually spend a semester watching Chinese cartoons if you go to Irvine Valley College. So that's always fun.
Cool.
Yeah, I remember that time. You could probably go back to some of the older episodes that you were on and hear you talking about that.
So. Go back to the archives.
The archives. Yeah, we have one of the ancients.
Do you still have archives?
Yeah, all the shows
it's
are up
been,
there.
Oh, yeah. This, in my absence, this show has blossomed into a beautiful young adult.
Thank you, sir. Yeah. You didn't bring roofies with you, did you?
No. No, come on, please.
No, I know, we're ready and willing.
You have a nice setup here, a very professional, this is like being in a real, honest-to-goodness studio.
That's the idea, yeah. And thank you. It makes a huge difference, and we're glad to have you back on the show, and I think we'll catch up with Bubba. Later on, that'll be, I think, the topic of this episode, episode 88. But first, we have some video game news from Salvador Madrigal. So, Sal, why don't you get us started with some of that good old video game news?
What do we got here? Tata...
How dare you, sir?
Tata towels.
What about your fucking underwear?
Oh. By this point, if you don't have them, you suck.
I... Now have breathable underwear by Froom.
Okay, wait, what does that mean?
Breathable underwear by Frooms.
But breathable underwear by Fruit of the Looms will change your sack for life.
Dude.
And no, we're not sponsored by them, but please.
This is how bad it got. Dude, I have like a fuck ton of Hanes. I threw them all away.
Yeah,
like
I'm wearing Hanes right 30, now and they're 30 garbage.
Pair of underwear I just threw away just because I couldn't wear them no more. Mm. Once you put your banana in that hammock, dude, right. Nothing else compares.
So, explain it to me. What kind of
What
kind of breathable underwear do you wear? I wear the boxer briefs. Boxer briefs. Okay.
Yeah.
So, Sal, why don't you explain the technology of breathable underwear?
They're a mesh technology. It allows the heat
moisture wicking
to mesh. Well, yeah. It also has the cloth that dries off a lot faster. Mm-hmm. So your shit stays dry constantly. Even in this heat, mm-hmm. my balls are dry.
I want this.
They're not sticking to my leg. My ass does not have swamp ass. It's nice and dry.
Nice.
What about your thighs? Like, you know how when you get hot, the inside of your thighs get sweaty too?
Yeah, no, it keeps them completely dry. Like, oh, God, I want that. Perfect.
Yeah, do they have breathable underwear for women?
I'm thinking they do.
They wouldn't. They would be like bicycle shorts.
Yeah.
Maybe
they have like breathable underwear boy shorts or something.
Yeah.
For you. But that aside, Fruit of the Loom, why don't you listen to this episode? Maybe sponsor us or something.
Sup, Fruit of the Loom.
first thing on the docket is Destiny 2 uh, PC beta is coming up.
Fuck Destiny, dude. Who cares about Destiny? Why?
Because it's in the news and it's very popular.
No, you're the only one that plays Destiny.
There are some people that like Destiny.
Well, there's a controversy with the PC version.
Oh, what's that?
Uh-oh.
You won't be able to use certain streaming apps to stream the game. So,
that sucks like for OBS, like YouTubers.
You might not be able to use XSplit. You definitely can't use Fraps on there.
What the fuck can you use?
I don't know, smoke signals?
Facebook Live?
A lot of people are probably going to end up doing is, since the GeForce cards are very popular right now, they're going to use the GeForce Experience
okay.
to stream through it. That's allowed.
Through Facebook.
A lot of programs that the streamers use
I use XSplit.
Yeah.
It's fucking amazing. I'm never going to play Destiny
anyway. Not going to be allowed because of it injects fucking code or something into the game. Which
okay, no, I understand where that's coming from because 7 Days to Die had that no cheat mode or whatever, and if you turn that on, it would not allow me to use XSplit. It would stop working because it has to inject that code in for it to work in the game.
Oh, that's dumb.
And so it counts as a cheat or a hack.
Yeah, it apparently there's some cheats that use an overlay, so that's why you're not able to use OBS.
I call bullshit. Like, you know why? Because I can play fucking Blizzard and Activision games just fine. So Bungie, what the fuck's up? You're merging with these guys.
If you want to stream Destiny 2 from your PC, idea, and I'm just spitballing here, play it on your PC, get your PlayStation 4 camera, turn it on the Playroom, and stream it through Twitch.
Use your PlayStation.
Yeah. God, that sounds so complicated.
So now you can see. Then you can see the Destiny 2 being played, and then you see those little robots that jump around.
Yeah, I think because the overlays on OBS and shit, they could be interactive. Where like on the GeForce Experience, it's just the picture that you overlay over your stream. So
yeah,
you're allowed to use it.
I don't think you can make interactive overlays on anything.
Yeah,
no.
Watch the streamers. There's a lot of them that have GIFs, and a lot of them have a little ticker and other shit on their streams.
No. Oh, okay. But players can't interact with them.
No, they can't. But it's okay. Interacting with what the shit that are
streaming. It's dynamic.
Yeah.
Is what you're saying.
So, and the GeForce Experience is just a picture that you lay on top. Yeah. So you're able to use that. But
I mean, I even with XSplit, all I've used is a static image, like with our logo and
stuff. A lot of the streamers that are going to do the PC version are kind of pissed off right now because they don't know what they're going to be allowed to use.
I would be super pissed if I fucking cared about that shitty game. Yeah. I look forward to not playing it.
Yeah, no, I'm out. I'm out since the first one.
I haven't played Destiny at all.
I played the first one and it was but then I got bored super fast.
Yeah, there was not a lot to do. And they, you know, I jumped out before all the expansions and add-ons and whatnot.
It got better towards the end, like way, way better. Like yeah, I should have been like that. It
was a much improved experience. Should have
been like that from the beginning.
Yeah.
And it would have kept everybody playing
from
the beginning. But yeah, it took them a long time.
You know, they missed their window. What can I say?
Yeah,
I
was too busy. For a lot of people, yeah.
I'm still on the fence about Destiny 2, and I played the beta. So I'm like, I'm going to wait like 2 weeks. Because I have that limited edition $99 one.
Cade.
And I'm going to wait for the actual reviews for people who actually trust that are actually playing the game for them to say if it's going to suck or not. Because I'm not going to spend $100 and then get a shitty game.
Right.
Yeah. $100. Remember when games used to cost $60?
He got the limited edition shit,
though. Yeah, but nowadays it's like if you buy this game and then give us an extra $40 and we'll give you.
Yeah, well, I got the $100 one is if it's good, I'm gonna have the season pass, so I'll get all the expansions.
But if you get it and it's $100 and it's not good,
well, that's why I'm waiting. That's why I'm waiting.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say
if it's not good, I'm not fucking buying that game, dude.
Stuck with $40 invested in shit.
Well, no, it's $5. $5 invested. So I'm gonna just apply it to something else.
Moving on.
What else we got? So, that's going to suck for them. Polygon is going away.
It's going away? No, I think
it's going the way of
third wave justice feminism warriors. And social justice warriors.
Yeah, it's getting bad.
I got really mad about that Life is Strange article that came out today.
What can you do? It's most of the people there are Sarkeesian trolls.
Sarkeesian sympathizers.
Yeah.
And for those of you that haven't seen the article, it was an article about how Life is Strange is shitting on the LGBTQ community because there are characters that are assumed to be lesbian, but they never confirm it. That's their argument. Like, just
so
because
it's not
they
lesbian
didn't,
enough.
Yeah, just because they didn't confirm it means that it's like, oh, that's not good enough to confirm, and it's misrepresenting the community and it's offending people. It's like, no, actually, people are stoked that
you know
there is something representing their
just
culture.
To inject a little logic into these idiot SJWs fucking bullshit. If a lesbian couple walks by you, two women walk by you, they're not holding hands or anything, they walk by you, you have no fucking idea they're lesbians.
Right.
But they just represented, they're representing their culture by existing, so why?
Like, yeah, they don't have to show it for it to
be here's
true.
Here's the problem with SJWs and third wave feminists and stuff. They're not looking for equality or equity. They're looking for special treatment.
Yeah. And that's the first answer, the first question you should ask any of these people. So if you had equality, everything was the same, what would you be doing then? What would you be outraged of? What would be pissing you off then?
No, they would find something.
Yeah, exactly. There's always something. It's just, they just like being angry. It's the whole fucking deal.
Trigger. They like being triggered.
They just like being angry and feeding off
of
that.
Well, honestly,
anger.
Though, right now, SJWs are hot and being offended by everything is the new trend.
Yeah,
so.
That's dumb. They need their safe spaces and all that other bullshit.
Wow.
What?
I didn't know I stepped onto the set of the Soapbox Cast.
Is this too political?
It's getting bad to where they're forcing narrative where there shouldn't be narrative. If it's not written into the game's story, why fucking force it there? I think they discussed Dragon Age and how you're able to have same-sex relationships.
Right.
And that. I mean, if it's written into the game where that's allowed, that's fine, but don't try to force it where it's not supposed to be at.
Yeah.
I mean, are you going to fucking go back and try to play Alex Kidd and be like, hey, how do you know that boy should be gay? He should have a gay love. No, he's a kid. It's a fucking platformer. Mm-hmm. Like, are Mario and Luigi gay lovers? Who cares? It's Super Mario Brothers.
Is Mario gay?
Probably.
I didn't know.
Well, he never hits the peach, you know? No.
She's always in that other castle. I think Toad and him, you know.
Wario for sure.
I think I had recently.
Waluigi is the bottom.
Yeah.
But no, if it's not written into the game, people shouldn't assume that just because they have a really close relationship that they're gay for each other. Like Andrew with Rogue One,
Spike with Rogue
One. Yeah, Donnie Yen's character and the other guy. He says, are they gay? Like, are they lovers and shit? I was like, where the fuck did that come from? That came out of nowhere. I know they're close.
Projection, son.
They're close friends and they defend the Jedi Temple. But
it's called There Wasn't Enough Pack
that's
and
camaraderie.
Fudge in My Star Wars.
I guess he doesn't understand camaraderie.
But when I watch, anytime I'm watching something.
And having a bromance.
And two characters, regardless of sex or race or whatever, have a moment. The first thing I say is, okay, now make out. Because it'd be hilarious, right? I mean, yeah, awesome. I don't give a shit what sex or race they are, but if they have that moment, it's like, okay, now it's time to make out.
You got the chemistry, so yeah, like, exactly. Why the fuck not?
Why not?
And then they go, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Whoa, whoa, this is a Disney movie?
Yeah.
We can't have any of that.
But no, their articles have been getting more and more, like, pushing the narrative that everything has to be gay,
like,
or
defending Anita Sarkeesian.
Yeah, that's...
Or glorifying Anita Sarkeesian. Like in that most recent VidCon thing where...
Yeah, that was horrible.
She called all the other YouTubers in the front row garbage humans, essentially. Pointing one out in particular, which was... Sargon of Akkad?
Yeah.
I think I got that right.
But, and then the article was totally biased towards her, where the guys weren't doing
nothing. If you watch just the straight audio and video... She just sounds like a horrible person attacking the audience.
Yeah, but they didn't even address the fact that she attacked Boogie. Boogie is like the fucking nicest person in the world, dude. He tries to not offend anybody.
Yeah, but
just so, because he doesn't like that kind of confrontation.
Her and the feminist squad that she was with, if they had like when if the questions that were asking weren't like just not like supporting their view. Like if they just asked a question like, so I think one of the guys was, he was asking, so how do you feel about being, you know, this whatever, it was really stupid when he was when they're asking questions, they were just like, oh, these are asking us. I was like, no, he's in a line to ask a question. He asked a question. It was very on the level. There was no harassment, but they told him, you know, no, we're not gonna take your question.
If I ever get a chance, I'm gonna stand up there and ask him, if everything was equal now, what would you do for a living?
Be doing? They would kick you out of the line. That's harassment, Sal. You're harassing me right now. That's a microaggression. You're harassing me. Patriarchy.
But yeah, that article, though, it was so infuriating because they only did one side. They didn't talk to Sargon. They didn't talk to Boogie. Boogie was the one that I would understand more because Sargon does talk about Arneeta Sakhizian a lot.
Yeah.
But he says, don't write her, don't harass her or anything. Just, you know, leave her be. If you ignore the trolls, they eventually go away. But that whole Boogie thing, he was on a panel for internet bullies, and he got bullied while he was there.
Wow.
By Arneeta Sakhizian.
Exactly. And she called him a garbage human, which...
No, that was Sargon. He didn't call Boogie that, but she was so saying...
So he was like,
that,
case in point.
Yeah, Boogie said something about he wants everybody to get along, and she got fucking... Well, I didn't get a chance to rebut that, and I was like, how is getting along with everybody at
Why would rebuttal, you want right? to? You're the garbage human.
But if you looked at any articles, they never talked about it or just totally ignored the fact that he was bullied.
Well, here's the thing. She's the kind of person that turns off comments on her videos, whereas someone like Sargon of Akkad will, you know, reply to the comments.
Yeah.
Right.
She just wants the money. She doesn't want to engage. And then Polygon is getting to that point where they're...
Yeah, all their articles have been leaning pushing that social justice warrior.
So these platforms like Polygon, Kotaku, all of these platforms are supposed to be news, correct?
Yeah.
So they need to start taking the approach of being
neutral
newscasters and being neutral and saying, this is how some people are feeling. And then this is how other people feel, taking a side.
If they're going to do something that like that, like the news normally does, they'll stick a big opinion right before the before the thing and says, this is an opinion article.
Yeah.
And people take it with a grain of salt. But no, they're putting it off like, well,
this is actual news.
They obviously took a side.
This is drummed up, you know, offensive shit that doesn't exist. They're just trying to get controversy out of
and
it.
And people are entitled to their opinions, of course. And
then
like,
just label it opinion and then put your piece out. And then you know, let the chips fall where they may. But when they're... It's like an article, just a regular article, like if it's fact.
But Bubba's awfully quiet over there.
I don't know 90% of the people y'all are talking about.
We'll educate you during the break, maybe.
But yeah, Polygon, I don't know, man. It's getting to the point where they're going to start losing their actual gamer base. Like, gamers don't want to be told that, just because you like this hot chick in this game, you're a fucking sexist pig or whatever.
You're a rapist.
It's like... Dude, gamers, they're already trying to escape their shitty lives by playing games and shit. They don't need people attacking them. And that's just going to piss them off. And then they're going to start doing... A kid with a computer will fucking go ape shit on a fucking internet. Like, no problem.
Yeah.
And I guess that's how they get their ratings and their clicks, is by pissing people off. And it's going to end up doing is they're going to unfollow them. And they're going to end up with no actual gamers following them other than the social justice warriors.
This is going to be SJWs and Sarkeesian sympathizers.
Well, enough about that fucking garbage.
Yeah.
Here's some more garbage.
Oh, yeah.
Garbage.
The Genesis retro console sucks.
Yeah, I heard it was bad.
Yeah, I think the company came out later on and says, oh, no, wait, we sent you the wrong console. It had the old build on it. That's why it sucks.
Sure.
And a lot of people have said the other retro consoles that they put out have been shitty as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just following suit. They put out shitty shit. And now that it's more popular, people actually review it and take a really good look at it. So now they're like, oh, shit, we're not going to be able to sell anything.
Right.
So they said, oh, no, it was just the old build. We're going to be sending out the ones with the actual build here pretty soon.
Yeah, so everybody's trying to get a piece of that that retro money.
Yeah, the Nintendo money.
The Nintendo monies, and you know which what, they are notoriously difficult to...
Those retro consoles that come out during the holidays, like the Atari, the Genesis and shit, those were really good consoles. Because it also has a cart on there where you can play the old Genesis games on it.
Oh, okay.
And it runs exactly the same as the Genesis. Those were good at $40. Yeah. Instead of paying what is like $80 for that fucking Genesis.
Wow.
That's dumb.
That's $20 more than the NES, right?
No, I think the NES is the same price.
No, NES was
was it $60?
Yeah, okay. $60. Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you could find one for that price. Otherwise, you'd buy it for like $500 on eBay.
Yeah, but you know what? The NES and the new SNES... fucking awesome consoles. They work the way they're supposed to. They're not recalling them like fucking a month before it comes out and saying, oh wait, no, that was the old build.
Let's not get confused though. Nintendo still sucks, and you can easily make all that shit on a Pi.
Yeah. Raspberry Pi is probably the best way to go.
You could
for about less the about the same less price, the price, right? No. You can have the games.
Yeah, no, for about $10 more, I think I would say you can make a Raspberry Pi that has the SNES, the NES, the Genesis, the Master System. It can have everything.
And then two wireless controls.
Yeah, you could buy the wireless controls are more expensive. From what I'm talking about, you'd have to buy cheap controls or already have PS3 controls work the best.
Yeah. So yeah, the Genesis is not good. Please do not buy it. Wait till reviews come out.
Yeah.
Definitely buy the SNES though.
Yeah, if you can fucking find it.
Yeah. I would take, I would take one of those and then gut it and put a Pi in there. Because you can fit a Pi and a fucking an external hard drive in there and put all the games on
board.
It. Hard drive.
I just use an SD card in my Pi.
Or that, yeah.
Micro SD.
What else we got? Oh, BioWare Montreal shut
BioWare?
Down. BioWare?
BioWare Montreal?
BioWare Montreal.
BioWare shut down, huh?
Yeah, BioWare Montreal, the makers of that awesome Andromeda game.
Yeah.
And they finally shut
down. That's understandable.
They shut them down, dude.
Rest in pepperonis.
Yeah.
It's probably
those guys.
They probably shut them down because the project was over, and that happens in the industry a lot. Like all these little satellite ones that they're open, they shut them down, and then they shuffle the people around.
Remember how hard EA was to just go around and label all these studios, BioWare, BioWare Hoboken, BioWare Las Vegas.
Yeah. BioWare Bumfuck.
Yeah, that was interesting.
And now they're shutting down BioWare Montreal.
Now they're all going away.
I'm thinking if they had put out a better game, they would still be in business.
Yeah, well, that was horrible.
Well, if the dog hadn't stopped the shit, he would have caught the rabbit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You all had to stop and take a dump, I guess.
No, that's BioWare's.
That's BioWare's.
Sal hitting the Suntory exceptionally hard.
Yeah, drink some more of that Suntory, dog.
This is awesome stuff, dude.
Toki is amazing. I love Yamazaki.
Speaking of Toki, Suntory. Did you ever play that arcade game?
It doesn't ring a bell.
you're a chimp.
Yeah, Toki, of course. Oh.
You get turned into a chimp, and you gotta go save the princess, and you gotta fight the Empire of Monkeys and stuff. Said in prehistoric times.
So Donkey Kong?
Is it spelt the same
way?
No,
it's a platformer. It's a platformer. It's not like Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong's not a platformer.
Well, no, it's I don't know what you would call it, because you don't really change. Like, you go up ladders, but you don't like go over screens and have like a
it's big no drum. Congo
it's
bongo.
A fixed it's a yeah, fixed it's no, side it's a fixed side
it's no Congo
platformer.
Bongo.
It's not a side scrolling platformer, it's just it's not scrolling, it's a
but if you haven't side. Played Toki, you're a dickhead.
Well, I'm a dickhead, we knew that already.
You need to get MAME, bro.
MAME?
Yeah, you need to get MAME.
I used to have MAME on one of my previous computers.
Yeah, I gave you MAME.
Yeah,
I gave you the memes.
Yeah.
Oh, good God. I don't want to know how that happened.
Yeah.
The memes are going to get spread in this room right now.
They shared a toilet seat. Yeah. Next thing you know, he gave him the meme.
Well, the meme.
But, yeah, BioWare. I hope Anthem R.I.P. doesn't suck, because, dude, that's going to suck.
I hope it doesn't suck, because, dude, that's going to suck. Yeah, me too. I hope it doesn't.
Oh my god!
This just in. I'm getting new warm. Game to suck.
Yeah, it's a bit hot in here.
Lord.
It's super fucking hot in California. Plus lately, it's been like
it's been gross here.
It's been like fucking Florida.
It's been muggy.
Yeah, it hasn't been that hot, but the humidity's it's been like fucking.
It's
bullshit.
Like Vietnam levels. Yeah, of humidity. Dude.
Yesterday,
it's disgusting.
Or the day before, it was 73, and the humidity was 80%. What the fuck?
And half of us here in California,
you know,
don't
why?
Have
because
air
of Hurricane Hillary hitting fucking Mexico right now. There's like three hurricanes and a tropical storm just kicking up all his moisture.
I don't like that.
Hillary fucks you any way she can, dude. I don't understand that shit.
But her emails.
I guess that does it for the news. Fuck Polygon. BioWare sucks. Genesis sucks. Destiny PC sucks.
Wow, it's really dude, sucky
yeah,
news day today.
This is some shitty news. Bubba, do you have something to contribute? Anything that's not shitty?
I'll tell you. Things are quite shitty. what do you want? You
in
know,
Trump's
you
America.
Want me to say? This is welcome to Trump's America, baby.
Just grab
a gun and a Bible and...
Well, I don't currently have a Bible in the house, but...
Necronomicon, right?
Yeah.
That's a Bible.
I don't even have a satanic Bible.
Not the
Bible
kind of Bible you want, but it's a Bible.
Kat, would you have something to add?
Yeah, pick me. There is...
You.
You over there.
Pick you.
Lady, you in the front.
In the pink headphones.
There's a cute little thing I've been seeing floating around on the interwebs. And it's a game called Moss. I think it's in development. And it has a cute little character that does sign language to talk to you. It's a little mouse. And she speaks to you by squeaking and doing sign language or pantomimes. And it's supposed to be a PlayStation VR.
Are they using
VR.
English sign language? Because that shit's racist as fuck.
They're using American sign language.
Oh my god. The mouse is going to do some racist shit when it talks about the Jews, it's gonna either say money or rub its long beard. Jesus Christ, dude.
Sal, that is the hard J that you just used, right?
Yeah,
there.
Dude,
that's some hard J sign language.
Oh my god, when they were talking about how they need to change up the sign language and they were showing how racist some of the sign language is, it's like Jesus Christ,
yeah,
like literally to call somebody a Jewish person.
You rub your fingers
together like money.
Oh, oh my lord.
That's one way of doing it. Or the Hasidic Jew. Isn't that how you say it? Hasidic Jew? Or is it Hasidic?
Hasidic.
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 But anyways, they have a long beard, and that's how you. That's another way of saying
Jew. Polygon's going to write an article on us.
That's a hard Hasidic J.
Yeah. Remember
you guys are triggered too much.
Do you remember on the Simpsons when the PTA outrage disbanded and Principal Skinner goes up to the thing and he's just like, the PTA, they wanted to get a raise for the teachers. And Skinner goes, like, we're going to have to raise your taxes. Oh, no, we don't want to do that. But these are the teachers. We're teaching your children. Isn't it worth it? And everyone's like, oh, yeah, the teachers. And then Skinner just goes, oh right, the fingers mean the money. Rubbing the fingers mean taxes.
But yeah, American Sign Language is very racist.
Well, so hopefully the mouse that gives you signals in the corner of the game isn't racist, but I wonder if it's anything like Clippy from Microsoft Word, where he says it looks like you're
trying to insult the Jews. Can I help you with that?
It looks like you're trying to support Trump's policies. Would you like us to turn on caps lock and turn spell check off?
I remember Clippy. It's been a while.
As you smash your bottle into the mic.
I mean, I had two bottles. So.
Getting violent, yeah, you need another bottle, I think is what's going on.
Pretty soon she's going to be cutting a bitch.
Nah. I hit all the... Wait, no, she's got a knife in front of her. That's not good.
Wayne Brady gonna have to cut a bitch.
All right. Well, I think that's it for the news. Sorry, everything sucked. Sorry, not sorry. And we'll be back after this break. Beep, beep, beep.
This song don't give a damn. If the rhymes don't fit, the DJ quit. This song don't give a damn. You can't sing or dance to it.
If you like- like STRcast, there's a chance he'll enjoy Off the Rails podcast. The star host himself, Bubba, and his two middle-aged friends, Noah and Sean, discuss the finer things in life, such as proper defecation practices, lemon shandies, and the all-powerful King of Atlantis. So visit offtherailspodcast.com, and be sure to subscribe on iTunes. Get up!
Heyo, I'm Xander Genre.
And I'm Bonnie Gordon, and together we're
the Library Bards. And you're listening to the Strength Cast.
Oh yeah.
And we're back.
Hello.
If you're just now tuning in, we're here with Salvador Madrigal, Kat McGuire, and Bubba A. Sabido, who has been gone or on hiatus from the show for like a year or so.
Mm-hmm.
So what have you been doing since you've been off the show, Bubba?
Oh, my God. I have lived a life, my friend.
You've lost more hair, I see.
Normally I don't even have this. I big shave. Well, I was big shaving it when we were doing this show.
You were.
So I've always been bald.
I think I want to big shave the sides of my head more. I just do the buzz with the...
It's pretty good.
I'm going to big shave my butt crack.
Yeah.
Apparently, women don't like hairy butts.
Well.
Does anybody like hairy butts?
That's what BuzzFeed said.
To each their own.
You know what BuzzFeed also said? They can determine your age by your birth year.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Your birth year tells a lot about you.
Yep. I like some BuzzFeed articles, but others are just not good.
You know, that's the white in you.
It is. Like, I have a lot of it.
Some of the BuzzFeed articles.
I have a lot of white.
These 12 BuzzFeed articles, you'll never believe number 6. Doctors hate it.
I like the humor ones, not like the, hey, we can.
I thought they were all humor ones.
Yeah,
very humorous. I like the ones where it's like they take funny Tumblr posts. Or something. Like, I saved this one where they're like 29 times Americans confuse the internet, and it's just a bunch of American Tumblr things that are hilarious. There was one where it was like, I never know whether to spell gray with the letter E or with the letter A. And then someone answered, well, in Europe, it's with an E because Europe, and then in America, it's with an A because America. And then someone's like, it's been that easy this whole time? Why the fuck didn't I know that? And then someone said, what's it like in Canada? And then someone said, gray. And then someone said, well, what about Australia? And then they said, gray, mate. And I was crying because this arc was so funny in every single one.
# not the onion.
So I like ones like that. Anyway.
Yeah.
Bubba.
Yeah.
And your son graduated high school.
He did, yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean,
Jack's been on the show more than you.
I know. Well, you've heard from my progeny, from my seed.
he used you as a lifeline on the last quiz show.
I know. I couldn't help him. I felt so bad. No, Jackie's doing real well. I think that Jack, I sent him here in my stead. So he's the new me. He's like the new younger me. It's like, you know, like in a sitcom and it gets old and then they get rid of the kid and then they just hire another younger kid. Like, you're not going to notice.
As long as an Ace Abito is represented.
Yeah, that's we have to have one Ace Abito on the show.
So what's funny is, I am working for the Mouse, as you well know. And I did before, you know, when we recorded before, but so...
Do I have to bleep that? I normally bleep that kind of stuff.
What? Personal stuff?
Yeah. Well, no. The work mouse. Stuff.
The what stuff?
The work stuff. Like, if you say where you work.
If I say where I work?
Yeah.
Oh, should I not?
Well, no. That's up to you. Yeah,
I'm okay.
Okay, then you're fine. You're good.
Are you going to edit this shit out?
The mouse, really no. Mouse is edgy.
Yeah, no. No, I mean, no. Please, we're in Southern California. Disney employs tens of thousands of people.
Yep.
So I was going to say, you know that Jack... also works there now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw that.
He is following my
family of mouse.
Well, he works at the Magic every Kingdom. Way. He doesn't work corporate.
Well, give him some time.
You know, they wouldn't hire me because I had long hair.
Well, that's, you know.
If you were buff, they could hire you as Gaston.
You could tell.
You got to wear a wig for that kind of shit.
You don't need a wig. You got your own hair, dude. The Jack Sparrow that was in the park for a long time, that wasn't a wig. That was his real ass hair.
Nice. Huh.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Well, he's committed. This was a long time ago. I was just applying for, you know, general whatever.
So get this.
You have to have your hair cut.
There was a guy, and I'm kind of going far afield here, but there was the guy who played Jack Sparrow in Disneyland wrote an article, and I'm trying to remember. It was in like Variety or something like that. So I read this article, and he was talking about how he was basically like spilling the beans what it's like to be backstage at Disneyland and mm-hmm. what it's like to work there.
Like you're doing right now.
Yeah. What did I say? I didn't even say where I worked.
We need the inside scoop, Bubba. Yeah,
well, I am very tight-lipped about that because I don't like to talk about such things. But this Jack Sparrow...
Less editing for me.
...said that he would go into the park and, you know, like the princesses go in and like the little girls swarm them and jump up and hug them. Yeah. Yeah. Like that. This guy said he had like moist middle-aged ladies rubbing up on him, grabbing his ass.
That happened to me when I wore a kilt at a metal festival.
Oh, God. Wow. God bless you, sir. God bless you. So what have I been up to? So I've been working a lot. As I mentioned earlier, I've been going to school. The last year I was at Cal State Fullerton, and I'm old. So I have to take classes at night when I'm not at work. So sometimes I fall asleep.
Me too. I feel you, but I can't even do the classes.
Sometimes I fall asleep in class. Sometimes,
it's all right. Don't worry about it.
Just put that anywhere, pal. No, I've been working and going to school mostly. As you know, I also do a small minor podcast on the side. That's the Off the Rails podcast.
Off the what?
We record every,
Pooping over 40.
Gotcha. Every 3 or 4 months.
We'll Squatty sit down. Potty number 40.
We'll sit down. Have you tried that Squatching. Squatty potty?
No.
Oh, I want to try that, dude. That looks like it's amazing.
I heard it really unkinks the logs. Like, that's really what you do.
In Japan, in the parks and in public areas, they have squatty potties in the public bathrooms.
That's fantastic. But you know what? Japan is, everything is small because Japanese people are
tiny. I was close to hitting my head on doors when I was going in and out.
Yeah. Like, I got to go there. I got to see what's up.
It's amazing.
I was just telling this story.
You would fit right in.
I was just telling this story at work today. So Andre the Giant, is a very large man.
He not Andrea the Giant.
No, actual Andre, the OG right. Andre the Giant, would travel to Japan to wrestle. And, he is a huge, he was 7.5 feet tall. Mm-hmm. He was gigantic.
I know somebody that's almost that tall.
And, he had a hard time on the flight, just taking the flight over there. But when he would get to Japan, the rooms were small and the bathrooms were super small and he couldn't sit on the Japanese toilets. So what they used to do is they would lay out a newspaper in the hotel room and Andre would just hang off his dresser and just rip squat over this newspaper.
Oh my God.
And Andre would take a big old giant shit that's on the newspaper. Amazing. Or if he could get in the bathroom.
Is this something you would hear on Pooping Over 40? Like, you've already talked about
this. No, this is something I read about Andre's shit on the internet.
You haven't spoken about this on Off the Rails yet?
I probably mentioned it. So okay. I read a book about Andre by a guy named Box Browns. Fantastic book. I recommend everybody read it. Andre the Giant, Life and Legend. It's essentially a biography of Andre, but written as a comic book, like as a graphic novel. It's fantastic. Like I said, I'm fascinated by Andre because he's like this massive, larger-than-life individual.
Yeah.
And it just so happened that he shit on the newspaper like a dog. But they said sometimes if Andre could get into the bathroom at the hotel, but he still couldn't fit on the toilet, sometimes he would take a shit in the bathtub.
Nice.
So, like, it depended.
Yeah, like, but, what else are you going to do? I feel
so bad for him, dude.
It's really, that's one of the reasons why he really is a tragic figure. But anyway, none of this has anything to do with where I have been and what I have done.
I thought it that was a lot.
Sounds like you've gone into a lot of hotel bathrooms and just shit on the floor for no reason.
Shit on the floor.
Yeah.
You just squat on newspapers when you're traveling.
Just pop a squat wherever.
Well, if you're Andre, there's limited places you could go. No, mostly I've been doing that. you know, like I said, I'm getting close to finishing my bachelor's. So when I have that, I'm done with school forever. I never want to take another class. I have no interest in pursuing a master's or anything like that. But yeah, it's like remember in Blue's Clues when Steve went to college? That's like he went away. Steve went away. And they brought in the retarded cousin or whatever his name was. Roll retarded Joe came in to take.
Yeah, because he lost his hair, I think.
I went away.
He didn't. Yeah, that's why.
I went away to college. I went away to college and I left Blue's Clues in here.
So for the same reason, because you lost your hair.
And we brought on Spike, the retarded cousin.
That's right. Your retarded cousin came on. Oh, man. Now he's gonna blame me for that. You said it, I didn't.
Oh man,
Bubba, why did you say that when you know it's not true?
Bubba, that was cold as fuck.
Bubba, why you couldn't do me like that, Bubba? No, man. By the way, get your fucking life in order because I don't agree with your lifestyle. That's a choice, man. It's a choice. It's mental illness. Dude, you're encouraging mental illness.
He's still salty about the quiz corner, too.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Yeah. So, no, I was away, and all this time I was gone, and look at all this stuff that you guys have. This fantastic, it's still a sweat box like it always has been. But you have all of this.
You
have all this high tech equipment now.
You happen to come back during the horrible fucking Florida summer.
Well, the sweltering heat. That's some hot bullshit.
Yeah, it is.
But it would be cooler.
But we can't keep our back door open anymore because we have fucking raccoons.
Really? They come into the house?
We had a raccoon. So okay, I'll tell you this story real quick. I know it's your time, but you might be interested in this.
Our time and it's your time, isn't it our time?
It's our time. Me and Heather are watching. We're binge watching, re-binge watching Game of Thrones,
right.
Catching up for season 7.
Right.
And we were watching the Battle of the Bastards, which is one of the best fucking most epic episodes. We're watching the Battle of the Bastards, but it's not during the battle. It's like some of the more boring stuff. I think it was when Theon and Nyara, his sister, had just met Daenerys. And so it's boring, they're talking, whatever. And then Heather, my wife, sees Monkey, the cat that was just staring at your dick in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
He was staring into the kitchen, and we knew there was nobody with their dick out in the kitchen as far as we knew, right? So Heather was like, "What the fuck are you staring at, Monkey?" And I'm not paraphrasing. These are her exact words. "What the fuck are you staring at, Monkey?" And then she walks over there and I'm talking about he's like, we're on the couch, and there and Monkey's in the entryway staring into the kitchen and the dining.
Mm-hmm. Is it darker? Do you have the den lights on?
Yeah, the den is, the lights are off. There's a light on in the kitchen, but everything else is dark, and we have our giant 120-inch theater screen in the fucking living room playing Game of Thrones. And she walks over there, and she goes, "Oh, fuck, that's a raccoon!" And I was like, "What?" And I jumped up, and I was like, "Hey!" And I just like make this like loud, I just wanted to make as much noise as possible.
Bear noise.
I just wanted to make a fucking yelp, and she yelled and screamed, and she goes, "Monkey!" Because Monkey fucking starts bolting towards it. Right.
Oh, shit.
And so like I rush in there. I didn't see it, but she scared that fucking raccoon so she saw a fucking mask in the den.
Wow.
And she scared it so bad that it ran back outside, but it climbed over the catio into the little hole that's above where the doors open a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then it bolted back out and climbed back up and out the catio.
Oh my God.
Before I even got in there. It was scared shitless.
Wow.
A day or two later, on the police Facebook website, mm-hmm. somebody reported a raccoon stuck up a telephone pole. So Heather felt bad. She was like, "I wonder if I scared the raccoon so much that it ran up a telephone pole and got stuck."
Well.
But yeah, dude, no, it's no joke. I mean, raccoons are cute and everything, and mostly cats and raccoons will just get along by not giving a shit about each other. Right. I'm pretty sure it just climbed over Shirley because Shirley doesn't fucking give a fuck.
Right.
But
I don't think
people don't realize this, that not raccoons are ninjas. Let's start with that. They're ninjas.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And they will kill your dog and they will kill your cat. Like, they can do that.
If they get in the way.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. A dog will attack a raccoon and get killed. A cat will just be like, okay. But anyways... After all that, I turned the light on in the den, and it completely licked one of the cat dishes clean. There was no food left in that dish.
Wow.
It was going
crazy. That guy was fucking hungry as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, it's too dangerous. But anyways.
Well, I knew your backyard was kind of the jungle back there.
But we got rid of the jungle.
Well, at least like a desolate wasteland now, dude. Yeah. There's just shit everywhere.
Now he's got trash pandas.
We killed the spider tree. Now we have a fucking trash panda.
Yeah, that's...
it's so much worse.
The spider tree was keeping the trash panda away, apparently.
I'm your guest. That's not how you treat a guest.
But anyways, random tangent, Bubba. So yeah. You've been going to school. You've been getting older.
Yes, getting older. You know, I try to still play the Vidja games. I do the from Vidja time games. To time. I was playing a few weeks ago. I was playing some Friday the 13th with Mo. And dude, let me tell you something. That game sucks hard, but it sucks in like just the right way that you want that kind of game to suck.
Like a Bubba, a batshit insane Bubba streams.
Basically, yeah. I mean, it's like, so I love the Friday the 13th movies and they're all terrible. Well, not all of them. I mean, some of them are actually, you know, borderline classic, but most of them are just really bad and they're fun to watch. But you know why you want to watch them.
Yeah, the best B horror movie is.
Right, right. Nah. And when a game comes out that's bad, well, you guys know, because I used to write. I played 50 Cent Blood on the Sand, like, all the way
and from beginning to Ride to Hell Retribution and Binary, whatever the fuck.
Yeah, but Binary Domain is, like, the best game.
Binary Domain gets the most hits on our site still, only second to Jack's Minecraft article.
Everybody loves the robot sex that game portends. I love bad games. I love bad movies. So like the game is really shit, but it has the kernel of a good idea in it. It's just executed very shittily. So it's like, it's the perfect kind of multiplayer game. Cause it's like that asynchronous, you know, like you have one person is Jason and everybody else is the camper and Jason's just running around hacking these campers to shit. And the campers are stupid and they die stupidly, which basically in a game means they're going to make your guy control like shit. They make the graphics look like shit. They make Jason can turn around and teleport, you know, like 20 miles away. It's completely unfair. But, you know, as the campers, if you work together, you can take them out. You know, you can, I mean... It's extremely hard to actually kill Jason, and I've never done it.
Yeah, Mo still keeps telling us to get it. Mind you, he doesn't play it anymore.
Well, he plays it when I'm on.
The company sounds like they've abandoned the game and moved on to another one.
Oh, no, hell no, they haven't. No, that's not true.
What company makes it?
Ilphonic. It's a small indie studio, so they announced a new game that they're working on, but there's two teams working at Ilphonic.
Okay.
So there's one that's supporting Friday the 13th, and then there's the other one working on this new game, and I don't even know what the new game is. But they have been filming Kane Hodder, the actor who plays Jason in most of the Friday the 13th movies. He's played Jason more than anybody. And they put a mocap on him.
Nice. You know,
put the little ping pong balls on him. And they've been recording him...
At this point, though, he's like fucking 100 years old. What is he getting? Geriatric Jason or he's something?
Come on, Jason ain't got to run, dude.
But then again, Jason's not going to be running around with a walker, though.
No. All he has to, I mean, he's a big bastard, obviously, but he just walks around, swings an axe. The video, I just saw them, they just posted something on Twitter, I think like today, where he was grabbing a dummy and swinging it or hitting someone with an axe and then flinging their body with the axe. So like
the deaths are awesome though.
The deaths, there's like 20 uniquely animated deaths. The one where he puts the spear in the ground, like he jabs it in the ground and then he just grabs their head and like shoves their head through it.
Oh my God.
It's absolute brutality, but it's so much fun. Because even when you know he's like right behind you and you're like running and Jason's chasing you, it's hilarious, especially when it's not happening to you. But it's fun.
Poor bastard.
It's fun because there's little strategies and little things you can do. When you're Jason, you're way OP and you can destroy anybody. You teleport to different places on the map. They can do things like they can hit you with a bat or make you step in a bear trap and shit like that. That will slow you up But like, if you're Jason, the best chance the campers have is to just run away. So
isn't there like a time limit too?
There's a time limit. So you just try to wait it out in right. one of the cabins. You can hide, which never works. Jason has a sense. And this is another thing about the game that's great. It's not executed perfectly, but it's a good idea. And in a sequel or a really well executed game, this could be top notch. So Jason has this fear meter, and he can tell when the counselors get scared, the more scared they are, the brighter their light is. So you could see them from basically anywhere on the map.
How do they get more scared?
So
if they come into contact with them, but they get away.
That's right? One. Okay. There's another one. If you're running, this is so good. I love it. When you are running through the woods and you find a dead body from like Jason killed somebody, right? So when he kills you, you just drop dead and your body just drops. Nice. And that's where you stay for the rest of the round. And when you're running through the woods and there's this dead body there, the guy will literally go, oh, shit. Yeah. It's funny. He goes, oh, is that a dead body? It's so good because the guy's such a coward. And it depends on the character because there's different counselors and they all have different reactions to shit. But the lines that they say are... I'm making the chef kissing motion here.
That's racist.
It's so good. It's so good because the faces animate very poorly, but they do, like when somebody gets scared, they go from like a normal, I know this is a, podcasts are a audio medium, but they'll basically, their faces go like from this and then all of a sudden they just go.
Like that. Like big mouth, yeah. Wide eyes.
Their face will stay that way for minutes. And if Jason's still in pursuit of you, it stays that way. So like one of the counselors is this preppy dude. His name is Chad and he has a sweater mm-hmm. around his thing. At the start of every match, they show all the they're all sitting around a campfire or whatever. And there's this dude running away. And then Jason comes after the guy and he's hacks him to death with a machete. And then they show mm-hmm. Chad's every time, no matter what level. You know, because it randomizes the camp. It's different every time. Mm-hmm. And no matter what level you're on, the camera shows Chad and he just like this. And I laugh every time I see it. It's never not funny seeing it. So basically what happens when they get scared, they make dumb mistakes. It's harder for them to, you have to do these little mini games. One of the ways you can escape is to get in a car and get away. You got to put a car battery in a car. You got to fill the car with gas. You have to find the keys. If you can do all those things,
it's like Left 4 Dead in the mall.
Yeah. If you can do all three of those things, you can get in the car and drive away. And you can also call the cops if you can get the phones to work. So all these different things. But if your guy is scared shitless, it's harder to complete the mini games. So it adds a lot of tension to it. And
can Jason move the bodies around or anything?
He can't move the bodies, but there are other things that he can do. Like he starts with traps, bear traps.
Oh, okay.
So like he could set up a bear trap and catch a counselor in it. A lot of Jasons that I've played against have this dirty trick where they put the bear trap right by the driver's door of the car. So people think they're in the clear and they're like, and they go and get in and snap.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of those Twitch fails. Uh-huh. There was one of the guys who was playing it, and Jason laid two bear traps right by the car door. So yeah. The first one got him, uh-huh. and he was like, okay, I'm going to get away now. And the next one got him and killed him because he bled out and he died. Yeah. And he fucking threw his control across the fucking room. Dude, and just walked off.
It's infuriating sometimes, but it's a lot of fun. And when you get in the car, like, because you can get multiple counselors in the car, one of them's a two-seater, one's a four-seater. And I saw one where the four dudes were in it, but Jason was like hot on their tail. So like, even as the car's going away and Jason's behind them, Jason has this, and there's a cool off to it, but he can like basically teleport himself in front of the car. So, you know, the old horror movie trope of you run away from Jason, you're running away, you're getting away from him. And then you turn around and it's like, oh, where is he? And then he's like right in front of you.
Yeah.
It's that type of shit. So like, he can get in front of the car, and if the car hits him, it destroys it. You basically have to get out. You have to restart the car.
So Jason is chasing this car, and the four dudes are riding in it, and all four of them have the scared face. So there's these four dudes sitting in this car just going like... So they all shit their pants. It's such a fun game. But the only bummer is it's one of those games that is more fun to play if you follow the rules. And the rules are you can only talk to other people when you're... So the chat only works in proximity to other counselors. Mm-hmm. If you're Jason, you can only hear people talking when you're close to them. Mm-hmm. And if you're a counselor, likewise. Now you can pick up, there's a walkie-talkie that you could mm-hmm. find, and it will randomly match you up. Whoever finds the other walkie-talkie, you could chat with them. So the idea is you want to coordinate with counselors, but it's really hard to do because the chat is super limited. Mm-hmm. And they did that on purpose.
That's cool. I like
that. It's a really good idea, and I wish more games did it. But when I was playing with Mo, I was streaming on Twitch, and I had Noah bought it, Noah's brother bought it, Noah's neighbor, Drew bought it, and me and Mo were playing. So we had like almost enough to do like a private match, just us. Mm-hmm. But because I was streaming, we basically fired up a chat session, you know, a party session in PS4, you know, party chat.
So because, you could still chat.
Yeah, so we were still talking to each other, but that kind of kills the vibe of the game because part of the tension of the game is not, you know, being all by yourself and talking to people and not hearing anybody talk back mm-hmm. to you. But anyway, a really good, fun game to play. I just wish it was, you know, it really lacks polish. But if it ever goes on sale for like 10, 15, like even 20
bucks.
Yeah,
that's what I told Mo.
Totally worth it.
I told him I'll get it when it's cheaper. But yeah, for the price and for what they're offering, it's not worth it right now.
When the firmware update comes out, which we should have the new fatalities, and it will probably have the single player mode, they'll probably put it on a PlayStation Plus discount or something like that. But
yeah,
if you can get it.
Is it only on PlayStation or can you get
it? It's on Xbox One. Okay. I've heard.
No PC though?
I don't think it's on PC. Is it on PC?
I think it is.
It is on PC.
A lot of the people nowadays, the youngins, they use Discord.
Mm-hmm.
And with Discord, you can put a push to talk.
Mm-hmm.
So they're in the game talking normally. And if they want to talk to somebody on Discord, they'll just hit the button and talk to the people on
Discord. Still, I think that would take you out of the game. With those people.
Like I watch Lyric and Giant Waffle and all those Shorty and all those other people play those type of games. And it works fine because... Giant Waffle.
Oh,
yeah. Purple Waffle? Big streamers do. They have thousands of people watching them all the time. They'll play a deceit where there's like seven people and two of them spawn as a monster. But the way it works is the monsters have to consume blood, and there's blood packets laid out throughout the level, and they don't change into monsters until the lights go out. And there's like a 3-minute cooldown before the lights go out.
Right.
And then they change into monsters. But before then, you have to get the other people that are in your team say, oh, no, that fucker's the fucking monster. Kill his ass right now, dude. I saw him take a blood pack where it's you, the monster. You're trying to deceive other people into killing themselves. And then you either kill off all the other guys or you get out with the people.
Yeah.
And if you get out at the end, they lose anyways. They were using Discord and the in-game chat, and it was working fine because they would only use Discord when they were dead and they needed to talk to each other.
Right.
But most of the time they were either talking to the people they were playing with or to their chat.
Right.
And it works fine on PC with stuff like that. Like they play Fight of the 13th and it was like, oh fuck, Shorty's fucking Jason and this and that. And they'd be talking on Discord, telling them, yeah, fucking this asshole's fucking Jason or whatever. And then when they're playing in game, they were just talking to, you know, with the walkie talkies in proximity. Right. And it works really well. I'm not sure, but on the PC, when they play Jason, this other guy that I follow is, what's his name? I forgot his name. But he has a voice modulator. Uh-huh. So when he's playing as Jason, he's running around. He's like, hey, guys, I got a discount for you. Shanks him and shit. It's fucking hilarious. I wish the PlayStation had a modulator like the PS3 had.
I would just did, do did a you ever, voice.
You can't did you ever do use, that?
Did you I used to use it on the PS3.
Yeah. The PS3 modulator was amazing. You could make yourself really young or really old.
I'd be like,
the chat on PS4 doesn't do that. I thought it did.
I'm not sure. I don't think it does.
I remember that. Really I remember hard. That being an option on the PS3 because we used to do that when. When me and Lee used to play Bomberman, we used to either crank up our voice.
Or... I would breathe like Goodman in, on Cloverfield Lane.
Oh. You got fried chicken. But no, the guy that I watch, he's kind of like a really funny, like comedic guy. And when he was playing Jason, he was saying the most fucking outlandish, outrageous shit. Dude, I was dying the whole time. I wish it had it on the PS4 because you can modulate. You can make your voice really deep and then talk about fucking socks or something while you're killing people. It's like, right. I bought this pair of fucking cashmere socks. They were awesome.
Checking them. It's fun. It's such a fun game to play. And like,
but yeah, so like, I got told Mo, I'm down to play it, but I'm not down to fucking pay $40 right now. It's not worth the $40.
$40 is exorbitant for what you get.
Mm-hmm.
But if it goes down to like 20, highly recommend. It's a top notch game. And it's one of those games that like, you know, like I said, we all have it. It's just setting aside time to actually play it because it's no fun to play. Like when me and Mo were playing it, we were having a good time. Even if it was just me and Mo and like five or six randos. And then like when my buddies started to jump in, then we had like, you know, six people. We had, like I said, almost enough for a private game. It's really fun, but it's even fun just playing with a couple of people and then like some random people. But my main grief with the game is the cheaters. It's so easy to cheat in that game and people cheat. I mean, like I said, it's a kind of a, you know, it was a shot.
It's very glitchy.
It was a small studio. So the game was glitchy. There was ways to basically, you know, put your guy in the corner and you just squat up and down a bunch of times and he'll like go into the wall. So, like, I was watching, I would, like, spectate games, and I'd, like, this son of a bitch just went right into the wall. So, as Jason, you can never find him. You couldn't kill him because he was stuck in a wall. There was a way that you could cheat yourself up on the roof of some of the cabins, and it's like, Jason can't get up there, you know? So, there were all these things that basically came about.
Yeah, that's not even fun at that point.
The fun in the game is playing the game. And when you spend 6 minutes standing on a roof, you know, giving Jason the finger,
there's nothing fun about it.
Yeah, I was watching Mo and Bubba play, and then Bubba just fucking abandoned everybody. He's like, fuck this, I'm out.
Yeah, but I mean, like I said, I haven't played a lot of games. I've been so busy with finals. Like, my summer classes are all, like, full semester classes, but condensed to, like, four weeks. So it's been, like... This has not been a good summer for games. Although I did see the new Mario game at Comic-Con this year, which looks awesome.
Odyssey or the
Odyssey,
the,
yeah. Not the Rabbids one. The
Rabbids one looks good too.
I think that looks like what was that UFO game? XCOM.
Yeah, that's what it is.
XCOM.
They had a giant mutant rabbit at E3 that you can take pictures with.
Wow. Yeah, I haven't seen too much on that one other than what they showed in the preview, but they were actually allowing people to play at Comic-Con, and the line was too long for me, but I got to watch a lot of it, and it looked pretty good.
Did you see what they changed the artwork on Odyssey? They took out Sombrero Mario and put in Scuba Diver Mario.
What?
I guess they didn't want to offend the Latinos in the world.
Well, there's like, I'm a Mexican and I love that shit. I wish they would put a sombrero on Mario. That's bitching.
Well, no, there's still Sombrero Mario in the game, on the cover of the box.
Oh, okay.
They swapped it out. They put it was Mario with the sombrero. So they swapped it out for a scuba diver. Oh, Mario.
So it's secret Mexican. Yeah, Mario's secret. A secret Mexican. Another thing that I played when I was at Comic-Con, there was a room down at the Hilton. Down by the bay front where they had like a dozen of the new Star Wars pinball machines.
Mm-hmm.
And man, I must have played like five or six games on that. That is a nice ass machine. And it played like grease lightning.
How come you didn't come to the Arcade Expo when we went? We got to go to the pinball museum. That show is fucking amazing.
Where did you guys go? When did you do that?
Banning.
Oh, where the fuck is Banning?
Banning's out by an abandoned Riverside airport where the meth is really good at that trailer park.
Yeah, it's out towards Riverside.
That's probably why I didn't go.
Surrounded
it's like
by
14 miles before Riverside.
Desert and foothills. Yeah. It was that a fucking was high huge, desert.
Dude. It was like one side was fucking a ton of pinball. Uh-huh. The other side was a ton of fucking arcade games.
Shout out to Emoto Arcade. She was fucking awesome. We got to interview her. She covers that that convention.
But yeah, the company, the owner offers his he also owns like a park next door, like an actual park with grass and shit. And you can camp out there and come over the next day and fucking play some more pinball, dude.
Wow,
there was
cool.
so much pinball that I didn't get to play just because everybody was fucking crowding the
stuff. I did see the pictures that you guys posted from there. They had a lot of cool stuff there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I was digging that Medusa pinball and Hard Body.
God, that game sucks. That game is so bad.
And then we went to Dean's place, and he had a fucking lot of a couple of pinballs.
Dean, the president of the Orange County Extra Life Guild.
He had Judge Dredd. He had Earthshaker.
Dude, yeah, his garage is there's like an island in the middle of arcades, and then there's arcades lining the walls.
Yeah,
and there's like four pinball machines in the back, which was like the Simpsons, Earthshaker.
Some
Judge
fishing
Dredd,
game.
And
Fish Tales.
I think it was, yeah.
I had one of those.
Did you?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good one. It's got a big mouth Billy Bass on top. You know, one of those fishes that flop around. Yeah.
And, dude, and that, what was that racing game that we played with his kids?
Super Sprint.
We were playing Super Sprint with his kids, and his kid was like beast mode at it because all he does is sit there and play
us,
all day, right?
It was just fucking us up, dude.
So you have to crank the wheel like super fast.
So like after like three or four games that he wrecked our faces, the troll that I am, I just decided that I'm just going to fuck with this kid. So I started taking my car. I was yellow and I think he was blue. And I was taking my car and just started crashing into him anytime I could, smashing into him until he started. And him and his brother was spectating. These are little kids. They were like 3 feet tall or something. They could barely see up there. But this kid was pro. But he was getting so frustrated. And the other kid was like, I hate yellow. And it was ridiculous. At one point, he throws his hat and stuff. And it was so funny because at a certain point, Sal won a couple because I wrecked him so hard that he couldn't win.
Right.
And then after I stopped doing it.
Yeah.
Like after I knew he was like thoroughly flamed, I started seriously playing, and then I actually got to win a couple because he was so stressed out after being trolled.
Fucking mind games with fucking toddlers.
Children,
dude, that was the only way to beat that fucker. That's how you have to beat bosses sometimes, dude. You gotta
play like, mind games. Yeah.
Fuck the 7 year old.
My God.
Bam.
I hope you're proud of yourself.
Absolutely. Yeah, he had a great time though. I think they
The Arcade Expo 3.0 is again this year.
4.0. Yeah, it'll be 4.0.
Oh yeah, the last one was 3.0.
Yeah, and we also had Laura of Destination.
Yeah, she went down there for a little while and played with us.
Well,
she came over that one time for the live stream and played with us too.
Yeah.
Shit.
Wow.
And then our live stream got banned.
Well, yeah, the place is so big, and he still had fucking pins in containers just in the back that they couldn't load up.
Yeah, the museum of pinball. Yeah,
it's an addictive hobby. It's very expensive.
You got to come out free there
play.
With us, Bubba. That was
free
that
fucking
was,
play all the fucking
it was
pins,
free
dude.
Play, and we got in for free because we're fucking strength cast.
Well, there you
so,
go.
We're going to go back.
The power of this little program that we started so many years ago.
We'll take you, Bubba.
Yeah.
I'll even pay for all your food and booze if you want.
Oh, my God.
And then you'll get free play on any pinballs you want, and we'll just record you playing pinballs.
I'm down. Okay. I'm down. Let's do it.
We'll do 4.0. You know what? Super Madness is going to be there again this year.
Super Madness. Nico, hot Chilean.
Yeah, Chilean bastard. Nico Sferda.
Yeah, he's Super Mad Ness. They did a lot of what was it like Castlevania? Covers?
Castlevania, Mega Man.
I think their first album was Castlevania and Mega Man. Good stuff. Metal video game covers.
Mm.
We discovered him there. We talked to them there while we were at the Arcade Expo. And he's a cool dude. Mm-hmm. When we were talking to him, he had like a fucking whiskey in one hand and he was getting schlocked. Schlock, schlock, and schnicker,
schmash. It had a lot of
Schwasted.
a lot of personal pins, like people made them.
Uh huh.
There was a Kiss one, a Kiss Army one. Fucking tits, dude.
Wow.
It was for sale, and I was like, how much? Holy shit.
Yeah.
It's like $8,000.
Oh, jeez.
I just want to point out that I Instagrammed a picture of you to say that Bubba Strikes Back, and Daniel commented, missing bald man found after years missing. Wow. And that's your son. That's your son, your other son, Daniel. Savage.
That is savage.
Dude, when I think it was Daniel at fucking Anime Impulse. He was the one that was said, like, you guys were all circle jerking over at Off the Rails podcast. That wasn't Jack.
And then I think when he went to the arcade May Cafe, the little hello, my name is, and he put cook. I'm fucking dying, dude.
Jesus wow. Christ.
Jeez.
It's like Jack's a saint compared to Daniel.
Yeah. Yeah.
You better watch out.
Yeah, no, he's the troublesome one of the two of them.
I think what he's saying is we need to get him on the show now.
He's the difficult one.
We need to raise him right like Jackie.
Yeah.
Well, he'll probably troll all of us.
I will tell you this. He's had it good this summer because I'm so busy with classes and things, and he's basically had the run of the TV like all summer. So he's been playing like Overwatch for like roughly 14 to 16 hours a day.
Oh, fuck, yeah. Dude.
I don't know how he's going to get himself. I mean,
I can't even do that.
Whatever it takes to get yourself back up for school, but you better figure it out because this video game shit is over come September. Boy.
Yeah, Bubba runs a tight ship, man.
Well, dude, I mean, he kind of cracked the whip on these kids.
As trolly and interesting as his kids are, he runs a tight ship, apparently.
Yeah, well, you know, they're good boys. I have good kids sometimes.
It's debatable.
Sometimes they taste the back of my hand.
Yeah.
No, I'm sure you are too, but I gotta say I'm proud of Jackie. He's been doing good on the shows. He's been filling in as a full host on the shows and done really good with them.
He's very excited to do whatever he can do, like whatever you know. You guys, when you guys ask him to do stuff, he is always game for that stupid shit.
I love how enthusiastic he is.
I hold back a little bit because I know he's super busy right now, but he'll usually reach out to me like once or twice a month. And say, hey, do you got another spot on the show? And I'd be like, sure, we'll put you on the next one.
Yeah.
He's eager, but he's busy.
He has
priorities.
Like I said, he's got a new job. He's also going to school, just like dear old dad. but
he's young enough to be able to bounce back from that shit.
Yeah, he's figuring it out. Oh, dude, let me tell you something. I wish I was 18 years old and could do all that stuff again, because... It's old. What did they say?
To be young, dumb, and full of cum.
The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
So, Bubba, how
weak and brittle?
How old are you actually?
How in old human years? Am I? Haven't you asked me this before? Haven't you?
He's about Yvette's age. She's 56.
I'm like a year. I'm like a year older since the last time you asked me this.
Yeah, but it's for the listeners.
He's 50.
He doesn't even know how old he is.
I am 44.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Still 10 years older than me.
Yeah. Well, that's the way it goes. You know, I was 10 years older than you, you know,
five or six years ago.
Yeah. And I still remain 10 years older than you.
Well, once I figure out the time machine thing.
Yeah. It's all right.
I'll catch up with you. But yeah, I mean... Yeah. We haven't done a mystery trailer in a really long time. Does anybody...
Oh, man.
In the spirit of Bubba returning...
I remember the mystery
trailer. Anybody have a mystery trailer or something like it?
No.
No?
I haven't been actively looking for like strange and weird shit either.
But I feel like Bubba has strange and weird shit on him at all times. It doesn't even have to be video game related anymore. But
yeah, it's supposed to be weird.
Pull something out of your back pocket.
Or delightful.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I was watching... Yvette has never watched any of the Puppet Master movies. So we saw Puppet Master 4 and 5.
Right.
And she's like, "What? Why does he have puppets?" It's like, because he's the Puppet Master. Did he not get the fucking... That's the name of the movie. And she ended up watching the 4, and she was like, okay, let's watch 5 now. Totally got her into it.
I like the white-faced dude with the
Blade?
Yeah, Blade. That's Blade.
What's hilarious, though, is all of them are pretty much based, except for a Six Shooter, which is based off of a Desperado.
All the That's the one that has six arms, yeah, right?
All the other ones are based off of Nazis. Like the Blade is based off of an SS soldier.
So
there's a Panzer, which is based off of
The horn helmet. Yeah.
So have you guys, I can only assume, but like I said, I haven't been on in a while. I can only assume you guys have talked about Dream Daddy.
No, I've mentioned it in chat, but nobody's actually looked at Dream Daddy.
All right. Well, I tell you what, in the spirit of returning to the podcast, let's do a mystery trailer. This game is called Dream Daddy. And
Is it creepy?
It's a little bit creepy. A little bit. Let's see if I can.
It sounds creepy.
So we'll have our listeners go onto the YouTube
and look up Dream Daddy. Dream Daddy it's trailer. A single father dating sim.
Oh, good God.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't look into this. We'll watch the trailer. We'll be back after this break.
StrengthCast would like to thank our patrons for their support. If you want to contribute to the madness, please visit strcast.com and click on the Patreon logo. You could make cats say whatever you want, but more importantly, you will be personally responsible for the atrocities we create.
Hello, nurse. This is Wacko, and you're listening to StrengthCast because you've got very good taste, and I'm not wearing any pants. See you later.
On three. One, two, three.
Dream Daddy. Holy shit, that sounded horrible.
I know. It's great. But seriously, didn't it sound like fucking...
That sounded like the Ood harmonizing.
Or like... no, that did. Yeah. I'm talking about the actual song from the Dream Daddy trailer. It was very much like She's So High, that song that was popular once a long time ago.
It does kind of sound like that, yeah.
Except it is a game about dating a ginger bear.
Yeah!
I love that ginger bear!
We would all go for the ginger bear, I think.
Yeah. He is hunky. He's the hunkiest of the Dream Daddies.
Unless he's a conspiracy
theorist. I want to see the demographic they were going for on this game.
Dude, that game is very popular right now.
Besides you, Sal?
I am a bear.
You know, people are into those weirdo dating sims and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's why, like, you know, we were talking about,
you know, that one
tofu boyfriend.
The last, I think the last mystery trailer that I submitted was that one fighting game. That's just becoming very popular now.
Wow. Well, everybody loves fighting panties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Mo likes to play those weird Japanese sex games. And then, like I said, I was playing Friday the 13th with Mo, and then he played some other murder game. I don't remember what it was called.
Dead by Daylight.
You were literally just stalking someone and murdering them to pieces. And so he's playing like these very dark, demented, you know, stalking murder games. And then he plays some like Japanese panty sniffing game, and
you gotta even it out, dude. You gotta keep the yin and the yang.
if they look at your Steam history and like it has that combination of games in there, you're on a list.
Yeah, he is.
Sorry, Mo, but you are on a list.
That's why we have to limit his visits to the podcast studio, because there's a school in my backyard.
Oh yeah.
Oh. 500 yards.
That's hurtful.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, that was good. Credit where credit's due, I guess. Technically, Sal mentioned this game in the podcast chat at some point.
Well, I had seen...
Well, then again, I recommended it, so nobody looked.
Nobody listened. Yeah, exactly. Well, I remember hearing about it, and then, like I said, it's become super popular all of a sudden because people are streaming it and laughing about it and saying like how just absurd it is. And I just remember thinking, this is like the perfect mystery trailer. Like, this is the type of game I used to love to, like, hey, have you guys heard about this game? have you heard about Daddy. This crazy single dad dating game with a big ginger bear in it?
And that was it. It's just Dream Daddy. Yeah. And like just a bunch of Dream Daddies.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? That's better than most hip hop nowadays.
Some of those guys are still your grandma.
Yeah.
Mr. Steal your grandma?
Or your grandpa.
Yeah.
You know?
The ginger bear, maybe.
That's right. You can agree with that lifestyle. It's mental illness and shouldn't encourage it.
Good God.
Spike.
Sorry, Spike. I'm not really sorry.
You can't apologize to Spike on this podcast. Well, parting is such sweet sorrow, I think.
Until next we meet, farting is such sweet sorrow.
Fart sniffing is till tomorrow.
This was a good amount of fun. I promise I will not wait another year to come back and show up again.
Good. I appreciate that.
I will pretend you can, next time Jack is here, you can pretend he's me.
Yeah. Can we get him a ball cap?
You could pretend, I stepped into a time machine and came back as young me.
It's pretty accurate.
Accurate. He's taller than I ever have been.
Yeah.
He's really tall.
He's like a foot taller than all of you.
Yeah. Well, I don't know where he got them giant monster genes.
I mean, me and Sal are still a foot taller than him, but still, he's bigger than you.
Oh, well, that's. I think Shirley is bigger than me.
Yeah.
If she stands on her hind legs.
You gotta be the proper size to fight for the Sontaran Empire.
Yeah. This cat just doesn't give a shit. She's just straight licking away.
Cat. Shirley is the chillest. She's chill as fuck, man.
She just likes sitting here. She won't clean that butthole though.
No,
she's just sitting there.
I think she got too fat.
She's
again.
Too big.
Yeah. We gotta calm the food down so she can clean her butthole again. Or else, like, I gotta fucking start cleaning.
You got a fucking mountain lion for a pet. I can't imagine.
Shirley's a sway back bitch.
I can't imagine the size of the Tootsie Rolls you're taking out of that.
Oh my god, dude! That cat poops as big as me.
Yeah, I believe it. It's a big animal.
Our cat Juice poops human poops.
Yeah.
It's like one of these cats pooped a fucking huge log and that's Juice.
You're like, or Sal just decided to pop a squat in the litter box. In the
fucking litter box. But no, dude, this that's like toddler or like at least a 7-year old poop, dude.
At the very least, Shirley is a fucking German Shepherd.
Wow.
That's crazy, and my beagle has like little rabbit turds. So and he walks as he's doing it.
That's been the animal shit hour with the strength cast.
Yeah, see, we're the animal shit hour, and Off the Rails is pooping over 40 for humans.
I'm telling you, it only illustrates to me that you've never listened to this to the Off the Rails podcast because we just don't talk about poop very much.
Sam's fucking coughing up the black lung over there.
Yeah, dude, man. lay off the California medicine.
The devil's lettuce.
The jazz cabbage.
I like the jazz cabbage. I think that's the best name for it, jazz cabbage.
Y'all like to vape?
Vape life.
We get it. You vape. Alrighty, well. Thank you for returning, Bubba.
Thank you for having me.
We definitely look forward to having you back on the show once again. And it's been real.
My man.
What do we say, Sal? Keep on gaming on.
Poor gaming on.
Whoa, did you guys steal that? Did they let you steal that?
No, they died. It's keep on gaming on. But
yeah, I know.
You got to put the intonation at the end. Oh,
but that podcast
it's not copyright
died.
Then.
They died.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why we.
You
still,
know what? They can sue us. Them.
Did it die?
Fucking Joel moved out to bumfuck nowhere and bought like 1,000 acres and is building a compound to start his cult. So.
Oh man.
Well, dude, as long as
and
they
that's
offer,
not a lie. That's not even an exaggeration.
As long as they offer a ritualistic ball shaving, then I'm down.
Hey, we have first dibs on entry.
It's quite breathtaking.
I told him, look, you know, I'll bring I'll make the beer on the compound if you put me high up on the ladder. You know, under his eye.
As long as I don't get under a sloppy second, I'm good.
Wow, guys, all out there like Tex Watson out there in the.
I'm convinced that
getting ready for the Helter Skelter.
What is it? Is it Far Cry 5? Is that the new one?
Yeah.
I'm convinced that Far Cry 5 is going to happen with Joel's compound.
Joel's the main antagonist on that shit.
Damn.
But what we actually say is with
all things in life, keep your pimp pants strong and keep your strength in gaming. And then we say, good night, you motherfucking nerds.
Good night, you motherfucking nerds.
Bye, nerds.
So long.
I have stuff to say about that.
We can talk about the boob towels.
It's like a big titty sling. Did you see it?
We're not even a video game podcast anymore. Just like a random topic.
Good, because I haven't played video games in like 2 weeks, 3 weeks.